Hello, and welcome to episode 1 of season 2 of Dino Discovery. As you know, my name is Henry, and from the previous season, I brought George and Ficus to an island in the Cretaceous period, but it's super small, so I need a way to make it bigger. Luckily, I made an invention that can do just that. What is the invention, you ask? You'll find out. First, I just have to get into my time machine. And here we go. All right, just opening the door. Still small. Whoa, Ficus. Whoa, you're a lot bigger than the last time I saw you. Not just almost as tall as me, you are as tall as me. I guess a lot's happened since the last time I was here. All right. Just going into the garage of my time machine. Hopping into my time truck. My time truck is no ordinary truck. On the back, it has this robotic arm that on the end, it has like a cannon thing that I can load with all sorts of things, like fishy flares. But right now, in the compartment where I've loaded it, I've put in lava rocks and grinded it and heated them up. And now they're her lava again. I'm gonna use the lava to expand the island. And this lava is fast cooling because it came from already hardened lava. I think I'm saying lava too much. Anyway, just got to aim it right. And spew! Wait, George, Ficus, don't go on it to quite yet. It's still not hardened. All right, now we just have to wait a few minutes for it to harden. What was that? I have a feeling that the lava might have disturbed a creature in the ocean. Oh, hey, I think the lava's hardened now. Ooh, hot. Still a little toasty, but it is hardened. Just checking what it is. Holy Mosasaurus! It's a Mosasaurus. Whoa, it just surged out of the water! That thing is huge, and yet it's just a type of aquatic lizard. It just landed on the island. It's snapping at George and Ficus and me! Ooh, Ficus just used his long claws and slashed the Mosasaurus on its nose. And now the Mosasaurus just narrowly missed biting Ficus. Hang on. Now that I get a closer look at it, it's not even an adult. It's just a kid. If I had to guess, I'd say a female. She seems kind of sad. Why would that be? Whoa, now that I look at her, I see a bunch of scars. She must have been through a lot, and when she was a baby, she must have been attacked by some creatures. I feel so sorry for her. She just lashed out at us, trying to get away from the danger, but also have revenge on the danger, kind of. And now she's beached. We have to help her back into the ocean. But how are we gonna do this? Whoa, what was that? Oh boy, there's a pterosaur in the sky. I'm not sure exactly what kind of pterosaur it is, just that it's a pterosaur. It's diving at the Mosasaurus. What do we do? Ficus just swiped his claws at the pterosaur. Now the pterosaur is focusing on Ficus. Good for the Mosasaurus, bad for Ficus. George just kicked the pterosaur. So while they're dealing with that, I came up with an idea. If I hook up my time truck to a rope around the Mosasaurus that I can put, and also have George and Ficus help pull, then we can get her back into the ocean. All right. Loading the time truck's cannon with some fishy flares. And here we go. The pterosaur is flying after it. That is good. Now I'll just play some transition music while I get the rope system all figured out. All right, I'm back, and the ropes are all attached. Now to do this. It's a lot of weight, but the time truck is doing it. George, Ficus, how are you doing? George is using his fast speed, and Ficus is using his Therizinosaurus strength. I think it's going good. I think we're close enough now. We just have to yank up the ropes far enough, and then the Mosasaurus can swim free. All right, we're here. Now getting out of my time truck, going to the back of the Mosasaurus. George, Ficus, help me out. And pushing. This is way harder than I imagined. We did it! She's free! Hopefully she doesn't attack again. Now I just have to add the finishing touches to the island. I'll come back and plant some trees here later. All right, I think that's good. Now, what should I call this place? I know, Discovery Island. Now that that's all dealt with, I think I'll go back to my own time to get materials to make my own base here. Getting in my time machine. Here we go. Oh, almost forgot to seal up the garage. Can't let any dinosaurs get in there. What was that? Think my ears must be playing tricks on me. Either way, here we go.